Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back, all y'all. Happy to be here. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Saturday morning to open up the phone lines, invite you to call if you've got a project you'd like to talk about that you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Let us at Rosie on the House do what we can to try and help you. You can call 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you are in Arizona, that's a toll-free number, and that'll put you right in touch with Gary D., our program engineer, and he'll get your name, number, where you're calling from, what your question is, and I will put my 50 years of Arizona home building and home remodeling experience to work for you. Maybe you're looking for a particular trick of the trade, or a particular tool, or a particular product, or a particular idea to start or finish a job. Give us a ring. That's what we're here for. 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you've got conflicting proposals on how to repair something at your house. Maybe we can help you think through those things by talking through them and visit with you about your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Right now, I'd like to bring Sweet Jennifer into the conversation. We were talking at the end of the last hour about what we're covering this hour. And one of the things we'd like to cover coming into this time of year is let's do a quick spot check on home security in, about, and around your house and home. Good morning, Sweet Jen. We don't have Sweet Jen. Okay. One of the issues we wanted to talk about in reference to home security. And Gary's pretty busy. He's here by himself. He's got all the phone lines ringing.
Jennifer, are you there? I have her up. All right. Well, can you give me a minute?
Well, yeah, that's fine. One of the things we wanted to talk about, and Jennifer will be here to join us in just a minute, was I'd like you just to walk around and let's take a look at the house and your home for security purposes. I recently gave a presentation actually at my church about a month ago. And when I was done talking about home security, one of the attendants there came up and tapped me on the shoulder. And she said, "Well, Rosie, now you've taught us all how to break into our neighbor's home." And that's not my intent, but it is my intent to bring you fully up to speed on what you might want to be thinking about when it comes to protecting your home. I've said many times, folks, if I meet you at your front door and you lock the door and I ask you to run and pick me up a donut and a cup of coffee and come back, by the time you get back, I'm going to be in your house. I'm going to be drinking a fresh cup of your brewed coffee, and I'll just be waiting for the donut you're bringing me. It is incredibly easy for someone that knows how to get into your home. So what you want to do is you want to make your home the least desirable target on the block. And once you make your home the least desirable target on the block, then you work with your neighbors to make the entire block the least desirable block in the entire vicinity. You don't know it, and I don't want to scare you, but it's the truth. Your neighborhood is getting cased by burglars on a regular basis, and they're writing down the addresses and the homes that tend to be most often empty during the day that seem to have very easy access, very easy to gain access to the house. Most people worry about the back door and all the other hidden places people tend to get in. The fact of the matter is the percentages show home break-ins with the intent of robbing you occur in the middle of the afternoon, and they generally go right through the front door. So I'm going to bring you some tips on things you might want to do at your front door to discourage them from even trying. Now I think we've got sweet Jennifer. She's still not there. Okay, no worries. We're going to be talking about the front door. I want you to make it less visually appealing for them to even try getting in. And one of the number one things they're going to do as they're casing your neighborhood is they're going to be looking for homes where the front door is hidden from view, from your neighbors or from the street. Maybe you've got a screen wall. Maybe you've got vegetation. Maybe you've got a pergola of some type that actually screens the front door from visible view. If I'm a burglar, I love that because it gives me more time to operate at your front door. And I don't need a lot of time because all I'm going to do is I'm going to take a sledgehammer or a steel pipe filled with concrete, and I'm going to use it like a battering ram, and I'm going to hit it exactly on your deadbolt. And when I strike that, the fact that your wood jamb, the jamb, the surrounding frame of your front door is wood. When I strike that, I don't need to pick the lock. I don't need to be a locksmith. I'm just going to shatter the wood jamb. I'm going to kick the door in, and it will blow the jamb out, and now I'm in. So one thing we want to do is dissuade them from trying the front door. One of the best things I could recommend, and it's a little bit expensive, but is a secondary screen security door, okay? Because now that individual that's going to break in the house has to be willing to go through two. The one at your door is very easy because all I have to do is apply brunt force to the deadbolt and I get in. But the security screen door, a good top quality security screen door, I have to pull. And it's not as easy for me to apply the same amount of power pulling as I can do pushing. So that security screen door is a big, big dissuader from anybody even walking up to the front door and trying. That's number one tip. Gary, why don't you bring in Bill from Tucson? We'll answer his question. I'll continue my conversation about front door security. But Bill, you've been waiting patiently as we were getting set up here, calling from Tucson. How can I help you, my friend?
Rosie, I love listening to you. I always learn something, so it doesn't matter if I'm waiting or not. I'm listening to you anyway. So.
Okay, all right.
And I want to appreciate, again, I always say when I call you, it's been 20 years that I've been listening to you, and you've saved me so much money and time and effort that I really appreciate you and your team. So.
Well, thanks. And, you know, for you saying that, I only have one favor to ask. I would like you to take a fraction of what we've saved you and write a check and go drop it off at the Habitat Restore in Tucson for me.
Yeah, I do. I donate everything. Anytime I have anything, I've donated. That's where I go to. Donate everything I have to them. They got a really nice door that somebody left at the house I bought last time.
They do.
So, yeah, every chance I get stuff to them. And I buy stuff from them, too. So
well,
they get me both ways.
Good. So. Well, when people let me know how much I save them, I always ask them, well, do me a favor and just take a little bit of that savings and donate it to your favorite charity. But why did you call this morning, Bill? What you up to today?
You've been helping me. You've helped me find a draftsman to help me. I'm adding a bathroom and a kitchen onto my Arizona room so I can move my mother-in-law and make it into a one-bedroom.
Great.
And you know, Tucson just passed ordinance to let us add full kitchens to the casitas so that, and for this reason. So I'm getting my plans this week, and I've never done it myself to push through the plans through the government, through the city. So I wanted to, some advice on that. Try to. I know I probably can't grease any palms to get it done.
Well, yeah, Matt, no, you can't. But Bill, it is pretty easy. Once you've got this rendering done, this floor plan and this drawing done, I would tell you just get to City of Tucson Building Department and sit down and visit with them. We can do it. Many of our cities up here in Maricopa County, it's called a pre-planning, a pre-submittal meeting. And they'll just kind of check. They'll run you through a checklist. Okay, have we established the property lines? Have we verified we're not exceeding it? We're not stepping into any of the setback perimeters. We're not exceeding lot coverage percentages. And you're right, Tucson has recently passed, in recognition of all the multi-generational housing that's going on right now. For years, cities won't let us put a kitchen into a guest room because they don't want that single address being used by two different families. It's kind of a frustrating reality, but Tucson has recognized what families are doing today, and they've allowed it. So take that drawing. We helped you find the draftsman. Take that drawing and just go sit with someone, and they may look at it, Bill, and they may say, you've already... this draftsman knew pretty much what they were doing. You've put the details in here, what we're looking for. This plan is ready for submittal for plan review. And then just go ahead. They'll walk you through the submittal process. What happens is you pay a plan review fee. They take the plan, and their code inspectors look through the plan, verify it's all built to code, designed to code, and they may have a correction or two, and we call those red lines, and they'll call you back and say your plans are ready for pickup for red line corrections. You make those corrections, you resubmit, and then they call you and you say your plans are ready for pickup for permit. You pay the permitting fee, take the permit, the plans back to the house, and get to work.